When I was a kid, growing up, clearly in my family, of my parents, my older brother, my little sister, myself, by far the most influential person in the family was my little sister. It was amazing how she could get things that my brother and I could plead for years. In fact, she was so influential that every now and then, if I wanted to have an extra scoop of ice cream, I knew, don't waste your breath asking mom or dad. Rather, say to your favorite little sister, for the moment anyways, Kathy, ask dad if we can have an extra scoop of ice cream. Certainly, princess, whatever you ask. What about me, dad? See, sometimes when you want something, you don't go to that person directly. You need to have someone in between, a mediator. It's a bit like this. For example, I got my three step-nephews here, Leo, Paul, and David. Can you come here for a second? These are my step-nephews. That's another story, but anyways, we won't go there. And right over here, why don't you come over here so we can see you? And in fact, David, we'll have you go up on the top. Paul, you can go in the middle. You be the mediator. And Leo, you can be the cool one down in front. And Leo, of course, realizes that his oldest brother, David, has all the power. But he knows that if he's going to get his oldest brother to do something for him, he's got to work the system. So he might say, hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Why don't you ask David to do this thing? Because then he'll think you're really cool. Do this thing. And David will go, okay, that sounds good. And what David doesn't realize is that the youngest one is the one who did all the influencing, right? Is that how it works at your house?
Sometimes,
yeah. So anyways, so because the mediator is the one who's got to manage things from down below and up above to keep it all working. Because if he goes to him directly, it might be just a bit too strong. So thank you, favorite step-nephews. All right. So Jesus, what Jesus wants for you and for me is for us to approach the Almighty One. For us to be in the very presence of the God who created all the universe. God desires for you and for me to dwell with Him for all eternity. God so loves us that He wants us into heaven. But that'd be like for you and for me to go into the middle of the sun. It's just too much. We can't take it. And so God, His infinite wisdom and His love for you and for me, sent His Son to be the priest, the high priest. As we heard in today's second reading, the great high priest. To be that mediator between us and the Father. To be that one who can draw us up towards heaven. To draw us up into the glory of God. To draw us who are sinners, who are weak, who are foibled, who sometimes act like brothers, to be in the presence of God. And so to do that, our great high priest died for us. You and I were given a gift when we were baptized that helps us in this. And one of the gifts that we were given seven gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of the gifts that we were given that we don't talk about too much is the gift of fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. What is fear of the Lord? Fear of the Lord. Have you ever stood before a waterfall? Maybe it was Niagara or even as simple as Minnehaha Creek down there by before it gets to the river. And as you stand before that waterfall, you go, that's really cool. And if I get really close to it, that'd be really even cooler. But if I get too close, that would be foolish. that we all have this natural fear of the waterfall. Not that we're afraid of it, not that it's mean and ugly, but it's so awesome that we are given this natural inclination, this natural fear to respect it, to realize that it's so awesome that if we mess with it, we're going to be down the creek without a paddle. So God gives to us the same capacity, the same inclination through the gift of baptism, that we recognize God in his awesomeness, God in his majesty, God who is above everything, God who is totally transcendent, God who cannot be manipulated, God who cannot be for the Vikings over the Jets. Last time I saw the score was 7-7. That was a long time ago. Who won? It doesn't matter. God is above it all. But our God doesn't want us to fear him. Our God doesn't want us to do right out of a fear of punishment. Our God wants us to have this fear that comes out of love and respect. Have you ever held a tiny child in your arms? And you gaze upon that child and you say, this child is so amazing. Even though I'm the most brilliant medical doctor in the world, and I understand all the things that's going on here, I'm simply humbled in the presence of this child. Or this afternoon, as I stood at the bedside of one of our parishioners who is in the process of dying, maybe has taken her last breath already, and she's gathered with her family and friends. She receives the Eucharist, and we talk about what she's grateful for, and her heart is filled with this gratitude for all the blessings that God has given to her over her long life. And I realized that there's a God who is so amazing that he's present in this very fragile woman here and now. All of us gathered around her realized it. That's fear of the Lord. So when you come to this mountain to receive the Eucharist today, there's going to be a mediator here, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he wants you to come up close to the Father. He wants you to get so close that you and I will know the intimacy of God's own heart. He will envelop us in the love of the one who made this most amazing day. Not so that we are put off, but so that with his right respect, we approach God who loves us so much that even in the fullness of time, the transcendent one became immanent, became one of us. One who was tempted like us in all things. One who knew what it was to hunger. One who knew what it was to have failed love. One who knew what it was like to have a friend or a relative die. One who knew what it was like to wonder about the future. But in all things but sin was like us. So that we might not be afraid of God. But that we but actually hold God in our hearts. So today, how fortunate we are to have a mediator, a great high priest who loves so much that he came down from heaven to dwell among us, and to bring us into heaven, and even tonight to allow us to taste the glory of God. Are you ready? Are you ready to taste the glory of God? Because that's what Jesus has in store for us tonight.